Coach Paul Jobson from Baylor Soccer. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, J-Mo. How are we doing?
Very good, very good. How about you?
Doing great, doing great.
Good deal. Let's go back to Friday and USC, Scarf Night, great atmosphere. Band was out there again. It really was a great atmosphere, and you guys fell behind, but really battled back, and the way I understand it, had a chance to win late.
Yeah, first off, amazing crowd. Really always appreciate when the band shows up. They've got, I think people don't realize how much they do during this time of year. So for them to come out and be kind of some ways spirit leaders and energy leaders on the sideline is huge for us. And then the crowd obviously was great as well. So that was awesome. Appreciate, you know, the Baylor family coming out. But yeah, the match itself, you know, the number two team in the country coming in, you know, that you could have the range of emotions, and we did, I think, on our sideline and on our squad. But fell down early, yeah, 2-0 going into halftime, and weren't playing poorly. Just made two mistakes late in the first half that, you know, great teams are going to be able to capitalize on, and did so. And just kind of regrouped at halftime and got things together, and just talked about, you know, an opportunity we had that while we weren't playing poorly, there were some things we probably could tighten up a bit. And did that, came back, scored two goals, and literally in the final seconds hit one of the posts. Oh. And fell back at the feet of one of my other players and hit it over the bar, but had an opportunity to win it there in the final seconds, but wasn't meant to be.
Oh, man, how close was that?
So close. The girl that fell to her feet was actually celebrating because she thought the ball was going in the net.
Really?
It would have been, whether she was celebrating or not, still would have been a tough thing for her to finish, but kind of funny now that it's over, going back and watching film and seeing how it all transpired. But gave ourselves a chance to win it, and took a great team to overtime. We were able to have some opportunities during the overtime too, but held on to get a great result against a great team.
Well, and you were playing shorthanded for that match also, weren't you, on Friday?
Yeah, we're missing, you know, it's kind of been the tail of our season. We've had some injuries. We had a player that was serving a suspension from a previous game, and you know, two of those players were two of our leading goal scorers. So to have, you know, Juliana Cunningham and Elena Arena, you know, two sophomores, you know, step up and score goals for us was huge. And I think it kind of shows how this team operates, that it's not just about one or two players. It is an actual family of young women that are working really hard together for a common goal.
So we talked about this last week, that tough turnaround. You would play on Friday night and turn around, play again on Sunday. I know you make it so the girls focus on just that first match, but then they quickly have to turn their mind to a Sunday match against Gonzaga. It seemed like, how did that process go? How do you feel like that process went, switching gears and then getting ready for next opponent after, you know, after a tough 2-2 overtime match on Friday?
The good thing is we knew, and the players knew, that Gonzaga was a good team. So it wasn't like we were turning around and playing a team that we, you know, thought lesser of. And you hate to say that sometimes, but sometimes that's the case. And you have to keep these kids' mentality in the right place. But knowing that was going to be a good team was helpful. But basically after the game, obviously we were excited for the result. And we knew that was good. And just kind of told them, hey, you've got about 40 minutes here to really enjoy this. But then you've got to turn the page, and we've got to start focusing on, you know, a really good team in Gonzaga that, you know, we're going to be tired. There's going to be the, you know, 95 degrees, 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, and you just kind of mentally got to start preparing for that.
Wow. Anything in particular physically that you do with the team, you know, to get them past a Friday night match and then get ready to play in the heat on a Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, it starts immediately. I mean, immediately after the game, the girls are, you know, cooling down. They're stretching, foam rolling, just trying to get their muscles where they need to be. They're, you know, intaking protein and, you know, eating well and starting to hydrate again. So it starts really immediately before they even leave the field. We have an ice tub inside our building, which is fantastic. They get in that to help with recovery and a lot of processes that people don't see through the coming days. Really that one full day of Saturday, we'll get out and jog, stretch, get our bodies moving a little bit and prepare.
All right, so now start a Big 12 play this week, doing the Kansas double. What about Kansas State on Thursday and then KU on Sunday?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're halfway through the regular season already. Wow. For soccer, which is crazy. But, yeah, we hit the road for Kansas. You know, Kansas State Thursday, you know, the results aren't great as far as if you're looking at their record, but they're always a team that battles. They're the team that we brought in here last year and had to play up on the football practice field, and you may remember that match. It was a tough match. They fight hard. They battle hard. They're physical. They compete. So their record really, of course, when you get the conference play, records don't really mean anything. But they'll be a tough team. And then Sunday we'll head to play Kansas. They're more of the national recognized. I think they're in the top 25 rankings right now, quality team, have some really special players. So two really opposite ends of the spectrum as to what we're going to see on the road this weekend.
Very good. And do you feel like, are you ready for Big 12 play? I mean, you got to be. It's here. It's on the schedule. You feel like your team is ready to hit conference?
Yeah, ready or not, here they come. But right. I think our girls are really ready. I mean, it's kind of what your season is segmented. You know, you've got your preseason, you've got your non-conference, you got your conference, and you have your tournament season. So we're ready to turn the page. And I think that we've learned a lot about our team. I think that we've had some great experiences, that being the ups and the downs are all great experiences and learning opportunities for this team. And we've had to go deep. And I think everybody's got a lot of confidence, running into conference play.
Cool. Very good. Well, travel safe. Good luck this weekend at Kansas. You got first kick Little Bears tonight?
Yep. Tonight at 6:15, the kids will be running around out here and have great weather. Always looking forward to that. It's always a fun time.
Yeah, very fun. All right. Watch out for Truett Beard out there tonight, will you?
We're watching out for him. Trust me.
Please do. Paul, thank you very much. Great to visit with you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Paul Jobson, Baylor soccer coach.